This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's been 3 days since the remnants of Hurricane Irene left the tattered East Coast for Canada, but roughly 2 million people in the U.S. are still without electricity. Now that floodwaters from Irene have mostly receded, residents are shoveling muck from their houses. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo estimates damage in his state at about $1 billion.
Over 600 homes destroyed. 6 towns inundated. 150 major highways have been damaged.
NPR's Jeff Brady begins our coverage from one of the hardest hit areas of New York State, Schoharie County, about an hour west of Albany.
Come on in.
Cindy Barber lives along Schoharie Creek, where she and her husband have a vegetable farm and a roadside stand. Earlier this week, the creek turned into a mile-wide river and left 4 feet of water in their home.
Things came from one end of the house, floated on into every place else, and then as the water went down, it swirled, and everything that landed kind of tipped over.
Insurance won't cover the damage. In a mud-filled basement, there's an annoying buzz, a smoke detector that's been going off for a couple of days now. When you're flooded out, minor annoyances aren't an issue. The barbers are celebrating small victories, like a tractor that was submerged but still works.
Yeah, got the thumbs up on the tractor, so that's good.
Jim Barber looks over to a shed that was full of fresh tomatoes before the storm. Now it's a soupy mess.
It's hard to describe. Looks kind of like chili, bean soup. It's just a brown, muddy mass round globes that are tomatoes, a few spots of orange showing through.
As workers clean up the muddy tomatoes, we head out to survey the barber's recently flooded fields.
We have Swiss chard completely destroyed, the late tomato crop completely destroyed, our fall cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, unharvestable. The crops are still there, but because they've been submerged, we won't be able to harvest those.
Most in Barber's position would be checking with their local USDA Farm Service Agency for help, but Barber is the New York State director for that agency. He's constantly on the phone organizing relief efforts.
We did get additional funds from the our office in Washington to move people to the offices, the county offices that are most affected, just to get some extra personnel there to help process the claim forms.
Back at the house, Cindy Barber is washing 2 tan coats soiled by mud.
It was something my mother gave us, and she's not around anymore. And there goes an emergency vehicle. But she's not around anymore, and so the idea is, hey, I found both of them, so if I can rinse them out, maybe they'll go to great-grandchildren someday.
That emergency vehicle likely was headed to a fire down the road. Jim Barber looks at smoke coming up over the hill. He's heard a neighbor's barn is on fire.
The hay that they had in the barn, when the bottom layers get wet, they heat, and they didn't get it emptied out soon enough, so evidently it caught on fire. And it's an event like this, you can't put it out. I mean, water makes it worse. So.
It must be sickening just to see that smoke.
Everything since Sunday has been pretty sickening. So.
Jeff Brady, NPR News in Schoharie County, New York.